This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. How in the world are you on this warm morning? Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is with us this morning. We're going to be talking about Rutherford County. And if you have any questions or comments about Rutherford County, mainly Rutherford County government, give us a call, 893-1450. We're not going to be talking about individual municipalities, strictly Rutherford County. This is Rutherford County Day. And County Mayor Ernest Burgess with us, a big smile today. And it is warm already outside, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Every day, Bart. But that's just part of summer. And
that's right. I love summertime.
I do, too. All of us do.
Good to have you here today.
Well, it's great to be here.
Well, as you look back over the past month in the time since we had you here with us, has there been any issue that has come up that seems to stand out in your mind as more challenging than others?
Well, the one issue that sort of stands out is the task that we have before us to redistrict based on the population changes, and that's going to start soon, right away. As soon as we get the committee appointed on August the 11th, then we'll be prepared to move forward with that. So that's the primary thing, I think, that has some focus right now. And actually, we've been, since June the 27th, when we approved our budget, there haven't been any committee meetings, so it's been a quiet time of reflection and respite in some respects, but we're getting ready to get all started again, which we've done this week.
Now, on redistricting, does the commission have a lot of say in how those lines are drawn, or are they pretty much drawn on population basis?
Well, the commission will have to be the official body that approves the plan that's developed, but there is going to be a committee assembled, and that process will start Monday night at the steering committee with the recommendation of those people that are going to serve on that committee, and then they will work together over a period of time, and then they will bring their recommendations to the actual Board of Commissioners for final approval. And there will be several members of the commission on this board, seven of them, I believe, but in any event, there will be several there that will be able to guide that, and they will already have had substantial input from that group that are serving on the actual subcommittee prior to it actually getting back to the full commission.
Obviously, we continue to see growth here in Rutherford County, population growth, and everybody doesn't move to the same place in an equal number. And that's, I'm guessing, what the purpose of this is, to make the districts more equal in number.
That's exactly right. There's a few more than 262,000 people in our county as of the last census that we just took in 2010. That means in an ideal situation, we would have about 12,500 people in every district as far as where the commissioners are located for those 21 districts. So there is quite a range of difference in the populations that have occurred over this 10-year period. We have one of our districts is now 35% greater than 12,500. We have one that's 34% less than 12,500. So,
and they're not next to each other, are they?
Completely across the county. So all of that has to be readjusted, and I'm confident that it can be done in a very, very reasonable and fair way, though.
And as you look at this, obviously this will have some impact on, voting areas and things of that sort. The voting group, the Rutherford County Election Commission, they're also looking at doing the voting differently, I understand.
I think they're talking about maybe doing some sort of preliminary trial project within the city of Murfreesboro to allow anyone to vote at any one of, I believe, four locations or something like that, to give them more options, more freedom, more time to select, and this would these would be open for an extended period of time for anyone to go in and vote at any one of those locations that might be more convenient for them. So I think there's some consideration being given to that. I'm not sure they've made a final decision. I don't think they have yet.
Pretty much early voting the whole time.
Yes.
And has any other county ever, of course, this is strictly a test for the city, but has any other county ever done that in Tennessee across the board? Or would this be the first, do you think?
Well, I think there may be the first opportunity for any of the counties to try to do that if they so choose. So I'm not sure anyone's done that previously, but I think there may be some others that possibly will consider it along with us, you know, in this through the next election cycles as they come about.
That'll be interesting to watch that and see if it indeed makes the voter turnout heavier. Now, we got to do something about that.
That is critical. We really must find a way to somehow encourage more people to vote in all of these elections. It's just really critical to get their participation.
Another issue that's on your table, so to speak, is the controversy that's going on in Laverne. Now, those folks are still talking about unincorporating, which would make them really becoming something that you have to deal with as far as fire protection, police protection. And it would be just another thing for the county to wrestle with, I guess.
Well, it would be. I'm still very, very confident that the good citizens in Laverne are going to be able to work this out among themselves and find a way to move forward, overcome maybe their differences, but I believe that they have every opportunity, and I believe that they'll probably be successful in continuing to operate as the city of Laverne and begin to put aside maybe some of their differences and just find a way to think about those things that are positive and build for the future.
So it looks promising at this point.
I'm always an optimistic person in that respect, and I certainly hope they can work through that.
I understand that the county has given a tax break to two automotive supply companies here in Rutherford County. The tax breaks come at the promise of more jobs for Rutherford County residents. And the tax breaks were approved for Tootser Iroquois and Nacarado Volvo and GMC trucks. The incentives were approved by the County Industrial Development Board this past Wednesday. And both companies will be in Laverne. Tell us a little about those tax breaks and how these businesses can really benefit our community.
Well, anytime we can get good, substantial, you know, stable businesses to come and make investments here in our county, and with those investments come jobs, additional jobs, and that's a very, very positive thing for all of us in that right now that's one of the most important things we can do is find some ways to generate some opportunities for people that really need jobs. And I think the amount of money that the IDB determined that they would allow these to take for tax credits is pretty nominal in the total scheme of things. And the tax credits through the investments that are being made, every time they do one of these, they have a study done and they determine what the return on the investment would be, how much they would be putting back into the economy relative to the actual tax abatements themselves. And most of the time they are many multiple times as far as the return on the investments back into the actual economy versus the tax abatements that they're going to be receiving. So they're nominal investments. This is just part of our investment, I believe, in trying to encourage and help those that really want to come into our county and bring some additional jobs. This is just another way to say we appreciate what we're doing and we want to sort of partner with you in a very, very small, limited scale.
Of course, the Nacarado brothers had been well known in Nashville for many years in the trucking business. They sell the big over-the-road, the big trailer trucks. And I've noticed that they have those trucks lined up sort of on a graveled area along I-24 just as you come into Rutherford County. Are they proposing to build a large facility there to sell the trucks and service them?
Yes, that's what they're going to do. They're going to build their you might say, central operation. They're already selling the trucks there. They're already there sort of on a temporary basis. Mm-hmm. They have sort of an on-site trailer or two there, but they'll be building a permanent structure there. And every time they sell those trucks, you know that that's going to generate substantial sales tax revenues for our county, for our school systems. So again, it's a winning situation, we believe, for all of us.
Those trucks do not come cheap.
No.
So the sales tax dollars should benefit us very much. Let's look at the another area that I know the Rutherford County government is still eyeing the land that was previously purchased for the new judicial building. Rutherford County is currently right now acting as a landlord and has been for several years on that business property across from the health department. The question, when will Rutherford County build a new judicial center on the land? And how's that looking?
Well, let's say this. It's looking like we need to continue to wait just a little bit longer, in that we have determined over the last several years that the priority for the additional need for schools has been greater, and we have invested on an ongoing, continuing basis substantial dollars into the development of schools. And that may be, over the next two or three years, slowing down a little bit, and maybe there will be an opportunity in the next two or three or four years to have some ability within our debt service structure to actually think more seriously about that. We will do that. We don't know when. We have made some adjustments in the operation of the existing court building there over the last two or three years, which have helped relieve some of the overcrowding. Thank goodness to our judges and our DA and the public defenders and so forth. They've worked together, and we've been able to manage through the overcrowding situation somewhat. So we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to continue to evaluate that, but we are not in a position to take on that much additional debt along with the same time that we're having to provide additional schools. So I think there may be a bit of a respite at some point in the next two or three years with the school situation, and hopefully there will be a window of opportunity.
There was some conversation back when this really was very much the focus of what was happening as to whether or not to move the criminal courts on out to the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center on the New Salem Highway, since they have a pretty good-sized campus over there. And I think this has been done in some other counties and has made for a much safer operation, safer because right now you're having to transport prisoners downtown to the court system. Is that still being considered, or has that all been worked out?
Well, I don't think it's any real serious consideration to move any substantial number of the courts down there. There is serious consideration, and in all likelihood, as soon as we are able to do some renovation and expansion for the jail and for the sheriff's operation there, there will probably be one or two hearing rooms put in there whereby the judges can go down there on smaller matters, you might say, and actually be there on site. So one or two, quote, little hearing rooms / courtrooms could be there. I think you're going to see over the next several years more and more of our court systems use technology improvements and enhancements such as video arraignments, et cetera, that will allow things to be done without having to actually be on site. So there's a substantial interest in that, and I'm sure we're going to move towards some of those things even without building expansions probably.
Another area that Rutherford County is involved in is our line ball library system. And now that Middle Tennessee Medical Center has decided to totally raise the old building between Highland and University, there's been some conversation, some comments, that a man was wanting to help donate some money to make that a reality for Linebaugh, but the county and the city would have to be involved. And I understand you've been in some of the conversations on that. By the way, the old hospital, the 1927 section of the old hospital, is totally down now as of yesterday. So that project is moving forward. How's the thoughts for an expanded Linebaugh Library going?
Well, we know that Linebaugh Library needs additional space, and they'd like to sort of distribute their locations out a little bit somehow where they would be a bit more accessible from the total population. So they've developed a master plan some years ago that would address some of those issues. Again, it's a substantial numbers of dollars that the city of Murfreesboro and Smyrna and Rutherford County haven't been in a position really to quite really seriously think about funding what it's going to take to make that happen. In any event, thoughts and discussions continue to go forward. There's really nothing precise or serious on the table right now that I'm aware of, even though the discussion does continue from time to time. And yes, that was a discussion that was made. That would be a good site, as some would think, for maybe a potential another remote location for line ball to be over there. So that's all yet to come, and it would take a lot more discussion from a lot of people working very closely together to make that a reality. But over some period of time, we've got to find a way to give line ball the ability to offer its great services to more people in a more efficient and effective way, and that will take place. But again, it has to be done in some measured way, because we just don't have the dollars just to jump out and do those things as we want to.
Despite what we're seeing on the federal level about the inability of working together to come out with some plans between the two different parties, we're still hearing conversation that the economy is gradually improving. And just like to sort of keep our thumb on what's happening in Rutherford County, since that's what really impacts us, as you have looked at the sales tax, the collection of sales tax here in Rutherford County, has that consistently improved each month this year so far compared to the previous year?
Yes, it has. I mean, I think we've ended this fiscal year with about a 6% increase overall compared to last year. So yes, it's been sustained and it's been consistent, and we just hope the consumers still continue to have the ability to continue to spend. And again, this is going to depend, I think, in large measure, if we can see some real recovery in the job market. And we haven't seen any substantial recovery in that. In fact, the last couple of months, it's inched back up about a tenth of a point, I think, in the state of Tennessee and in our county. So that is yet to really show us some real strong recovery. We're just hopeful that will somehow turn.
Have you had any indication that even more new businesses are coming in? I know we got the bad news the other day about Borders Books totally closing down here. Any other positive news on the horizon?
I don't have anything that I can say in a positive way that we could confirm that something is imminent. I'm sure that our chamber people, as they always are doing, are working constantly, and they probably have 8 or 10 or 12 clients that they're working with. We're just hopeful that they will continue to work hard, and we will be able to obtain some other people coming with us.
Sounds like some exciting times ahead, and with the Rutherford County government working to encourage new businesses to come here, some of those new jobs will hopefully be offered to our people here very soon. By the way, if you have any questions, any comments, we're going to go into the segment in just a section that we open up, and you have an opportunity to call in and talk directly with our county mayor, Ernest Burgess. The phone lines are open right now, 893-1450. So if some of the issues we've talked about this morning have you excited and perhaps have a question, call us, 893-1450. 893-1450. We'll be right back and take your calls.
When I don't know what to say, don't know what to do, don't know if it really even matters to you.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro. Hey, call a friend right now. Spread that news.
Did you hear that on the radio?
I heard it.
There are several things I enjoy about this time of the year, one of them being baseball, and of course the smell of newly mowed grass. This time of the year also brings the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill. If you haven't had Paleo's Ancelotta Caprese Salad, you have missed one of the joys of summer. Now just picture this. Some slices of thick Tennessee-grown tomatoes, and then delicious mozzarella cheese. And top that off with delicious basil, grown fresh right there in the garden outside Paleo's. I guarantee you, once you try the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's, you'll come back and enjoy it again and again. So let the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill be another one of those special ingredients of summer. Paleo's Grill, 730 Northwest Broad, diagonally across from Haynes Lumber Company. I'll see you at Paleo's.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Same employees, same great service. Ford of Murfreesboro, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We have increasing rush hour volume, and it's starting to slow down out there along Interstate 24 as you're headed through Smyrna into Davidson County. Very heavy traffic now, Murfreesboro Road through the Smyrna area into Laverne, so be careful of that on this Wednesday morning commute. And we're starting to see traffic at all of your points of access to the interstate. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant's been voted the best Mexican restaurant by the Tennessean and the Nashville scene. Also voted cleanest with the best service. Have dinner tonight. Go online, LasPalmasMXRest.com. I'm Charlie Sonia, and that's WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have plenty of sunshine for your Wednesday forecast. High temperature is warming into the mid-90s. We'll have a light east-southeast wind. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, 74 for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Faluber. Right now, it's 81.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard near the South Rutherford Boulevard. There's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
Murfreesboro owned. Murfreesboro proud. Talk radio WGNS Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Hey, welcome back. Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And this is the segment of the broadcast that we open it up for phone calls. And if you have a question, our Rutherford County Mayor Ernest Burgess is here to answer those questions, talk face-to-face with you. 893-1450, or maybe mouth-to-ear or whatever. 893-1450 is the phone number. And by the way, we have a new service here on WGNS. This program that you're hearing right now can be listened to later on anytime that you wish, thanks to podcast. And you can go to our website, WGNSradio.com, and look across the menu up the blue line across the top segment, and you'll see podcast. You click on that, and it'll open up a little group of questions. And you can go to the action line and listen to this program anytime you wish. If you had a hankering to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning, you could listen to Ernest Burgess at 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Thanks.
Good.
Doing fine.
Okay. I have I guess it should be considered a police problem. But I live on County Farm Road, and I'm in the county. Directly across the street from me is the city. There is a stop sign that no one pays attention to. How can a person get involved to where the people in the city has to adhere to the stop sign, even though it may be out of ignorance, because stop does not mean slow down. It means stop. Is there a way that radar or city police, since it comes out of the city domain, but it comes onto the county, street. How does a person, do you have to have permission in order? I mean, I don't want a police car sitting in my driveway to track these people, because they are going to stop when they see a police car. I have even seen city police cars not stop at the stop sign. In my opinion, they should move the stop sign from that position somewhere else, because nobody pays attention to it.
And what street is this on? I know County Farm Road, but what's the other street?
Heartland.
Well,
it's the first street headed south past Parsons. Parsons Street, okay. Myers Parsons Street.
Right.
Is what it is. It's Heartland, and it, to me, the stop sign serves no. Well, it was put there to serve a purpose, but at the same time, apparently it does not, because no one stops.
Well, we need to.
I'm not trying to get someone in trouble, but I think there should be more enforcement.
Well, either more enforcement, or, as you said, maybe we don't need it there. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm saying that we do need it there, but we need to have some sort of a sign that we're not going to put up with this, because there are people that go from Stevens Bend at the north end of County Farm Road and Joby Jackson Parkway to the other corner. I guess it would be called Hilldale. I've seen them come through here at 100 miles an hour. I know that to be a fact. I may be sitting in my yard, but I'm a good judgment of speed. And there's someone, and there's always someone either jogging, walking a dog, pushing a child in a stroller. Someone is going to get hurt if they don't adhere to the stop sign.
Well,
I've even seen vehicles have to lock up their brakes in order to stop and keep from hitting someone coming out of Heartland.
Well, that's completely
unacceptable.
That is unacceptable. I mean, we need to find a way, and I'll talk to the chief of the Murfreesboro Police and our sheriff and see,
you know,
if there's something we can
do.
There's
also there's a police officer that lives on Parsons that has a dummy car. I was going to say dummy car. It's a police car, I'm assuming, to slow people down. That don't work either.
Well, he may live there. I don't know. That's right.
Well, he does live there. He does live there. Right. He works second shift. But I'm saying that if something is not done, there has never been a death on County Farm Road from the subdivision at Joby Jackson Parkway and... I guess you'd call it Hilldale. I don't know. It's the curve before you get to the church around County Farm Road.
Yeah.
I do not want to see blue lights out here and an ambulance service to pick someone up that has deceased on the scene, because it is going to happen.
Hopefully your phone call will stop it before it happens.
Yeah, we need to bring this to the attention of the appropriate authorities.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, we sure hope so.
I don't know if a police car is allowed to park on private property. Because if you parked in my driveway, naturally, they're going to slow down. But if you park at one street above or one street behind, is it legal to park on the street at the same time and not be on private property?
I'll hang up
and I'll wait for your response.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Well, we'll just have to see if we can talk to the appropriate people at the Murfreesboro Police Department and or the Sheriff's Department and see if we can identify a way that we can improve this. We can get people to really stop at a stop sign that says stop. I mean, it's just that simple. We just find a way to help enforce what needs to be done there so that we'll prevent something tragic from happening.
When you have something like that that people are just ignoring, do speed bumps, are speed bumps ever put out?
Well, in some subdivisions they are, so that they can keep people at a slow speed, you know, where their children, et cetera, there. But we're talking about just not ignoring this sign before you come on to County Farm Road, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
Yes, sir. I've lived here in Murfreesboro for almost
almost 30 years now, excuse me. Anyway, I've noticed over the years that these emergency vehicles and firefighters, license plates, and sheriff's department and police department don't obey the speed limits at all. If it says 30, hell, they're doing at least 40 in the speed limit, and they ain't got their lights on or nothing, but yet they're still speeding. And the reason I'm calling in is because I got a ticket here about 2 years ago for speeding. I'm doing 5 miles over speed limit, and I got a ticket for it. And I'm just a little upset over it. I keep seeing it every day, keep back and forth. Firefighter, emergency vehicle, sheriff's department, police department. But yet they still speed, and they don't do a thing about that. I'll hang up and listen to your explanation on it. Bye-bye.
Well, there's no rational explanation. We all should abide by the same rules and regulations and speed laws. So I think it's incumbent upon all the leadership within any of these organizations to insist and enforce and require the drivers of those vehicles to obey the speed laws just like you do, except when they have a need to run an emergency call. So, I mean, your point's well taken.
And I guess it's just a matter of that message being driven home by the superiors of each of those organizations, whether it's the police department, sheriff's office, volunteer firefighters, whomever it might be.
Right. So those people that I have some influence over, we will communicate with them, the ambulance people and some of the other emergency people and some of the firefighters. So we will certainly try to reinforce what you've just said that is absolutely correct.
Maybe there's something on your mind. Our phone number is 893-1450. This is your opportunity to get something done. 893-1450. You'll be talking directly with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. 893-1450. And, of course, for people who have not been up on the Murfreesboro Square around the courthouse lately, you need to check it out because there are some new historical markers there for tourism purposes. And they have very interesting stories and some really interesting photographs of bygone years, mainly back to the Civil War year. And this is a real plus that has been added to the historic downtown area. And you're seeing groups of tourists visit our courthouse on a regular basis.
Yes, Bart, we do see people coming through routinely. Sometimes it's just a family. Sometimes it's maybe a busload of people that are coming through, but this happens with some frequency, and really with the coming of our celebration of 150 years since the Civil War ended in about 1862, what's called the sesquicentennial is going to be occurring, and preparations are already starting for that. Lots of things are going to be happening between now and next year, which will be 2012. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for a lot more people to come and learn and participate and enjoy the heritage that we have here with respect to the Civil War. In fact, there's all of the main organizations that have historical venues, such as Bradley Academy and Oakland's and Sam Davis, et cetera, they already are making substantial plans to work together to coordinate and to provide some real new experiences. And if you haven't already been over to the Bradley Academy, there's a wonderful exhibit over there that they have put in place that depicts the participations of the black colored troops during the Civil War, and it's just remarkable what a fantastic presentation they've made there. So there are lots of opportunities to showcase and emphasize the major role that Rutherford County played in the Civil War. And all of the groups that have an interest in that are working very, very well together, trying to coordinate that and really make it more effective. The Sons of the Confederate Veterans, they are even having their national convention in Rutherford County in 2012 at Embassy Suites. There will be more than 1,000 of those people coming to visit. So it's going to be a major event, and there will be many more of those kinds of things happening that will really emphasize and bring some tourists into our county.
We have one of the very few pre-Civil War courthouses that's still standing. And we, from talking to people, we take a lot of this for granted, I think. If you live here, you drive through the square, and you don't stop and really realize what you have until somebody from another place comes and says, you have a complete square. You have a historical courthouse. You're so fortunate. There's business going up on the square. There are things happening there. And then you drive to other communities and you see that they don't have that happening. We really are fortunate. And I can see why tourists would be amazed by the historic courthouse and going around seeing Bradley Academy, Oakland's, and so many places as Sam Davis Home. Of course, the Stones River Battlefield, Absolutely. A great draw. We're very fortunate here. And tourism is a big part of our community.
And it will always be a great part. And we just need to continue to try to do those things that will preserve this history. We're thankful that their leadership within Murfreesboro and within the county, Main Street Organization, has continued to be able to make improvements in the appearance of our downtown area and the number of businesses that we have there, and just to really continue to make it a vibrant, thriving community there. And we're just proud of the heritage we have. We're happy that we are having these First Friday concert venues that Main Street is providing. It's just remarkable how many people are coming downtown and enjoying that atmosphere. The Saturday Farmers Market is almost as much of a social event as it is coming to buy vegetables and other kinds of goods, but it's just really tremendously nice to see how much people really appreciate and enjoy just being in downtown among all the history and those opportunities that are there for them to share.
Very definitely. We're talking this morning with our county mayor, Ernest Burgess. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be right back and continue the conversation. If you have a question dealing with Rutherford County, dial quickly and you'll be on next. 893-1450, just a few minutes left in the program. So if you have a question for our county mayor, the number to call is 893-1450. Maybe it's a question dealing with some of the issues you've heard about. Maybe it's something that's personal to your community there. 893-1450 is the phone number. We'll be back and take your calls in just a moment.
Broadcasting from the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Obamacare. Cap and trade. Body scanners at airports. Not defending the Defense of Marriage Act. Does this administration do anything constitutional? The 2010 election sweep was a start in the right direction, but much more needs to be done. Unfortunately, there are no quick political fixes. Getting back to limited government comes only in the form of educated voters who know the proper role of government. Curious to know what the proper role is? The John Birch Society has been teaching this for over 50 years. Call for a free DVD, Overview of America, and see why people are calling this the most profound video ever. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and ask for Overview of America. Pay only $5 for shipping and handling. Call 800-JBS-USA1 now.
Weather Eye.
We'll have plenty of sunshine for your Wednesday forecast. High temperatures warming into the mid-90s. We'll have a light east-southeast wind. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, 74 for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Faluber. Right now, it's 81.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Your ABC News radio station. Talk radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
That's how it's gotta be.
Our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is our guest this morning. The phone number is 893-1450, and we have a couple of callers on the line. Let's go to the phones. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on the air with Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Right. Thank you.
Yes, I just have one question. I'm a citizen of Rutherford County and the Smyrna part of it. And what my question was, the rescue squad that's in Smyrna had served that area for 47 years, and I was just wondering and concerned why their funding was just up and cut back about a year and a half ago. I'll hang up and let y'all answer that. Thank you.
Well, as it turns out, the area of service that the Smyrna Rescue Squad had that was covering was completely contained therein within the city of limits of the town of Smyrna, with a small exception, I believe, maybe at the interstate area. So basically, the town of Smyrna was providing those same services, and it was sort of a duplication of effort, and the opportunities for and need for their particular services had diminished, and we just felt it was better served to redistribute the use of those monies to other locations that were actually providing the services that were needed in the other areas.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Am I on air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. I want to agree with...
You might want to turn your radio down. That may be a little distraction there.
Yeah. I want to agree with the county mayor that we have a great community here and a historical community. But I think there's only one thing that we have lacking is a good, large museum here in Murfreesboro. And I'm Thane Haynes, and I have a small museum here. I would like to donate my museum to the city or county, whoever wanted to do it, and to build a big museum here in Murfreesboro. It would be a tremendous drawing card for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. I have people that calls me from all over the place just with a little small museum. But at my age, I don't want to go into a big museum, and I want to go ahead and donate this to someone. And I know it would be thinking pretty big, but I think where the old hospital is being tore down would be the greatest place for a big museum here in Murfreesboro. And I'd like to see some of our people that have a lot of clout in Murfreesboro to take over on that and try to get that job done.
What a great idea.
Thank you very much.
What a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great idea. And I think we've sort of heard that idea a little bit, but that just reemphasizes the need. Somehow we have to have a way to preserve the history and these documents, these artifacts, these that really describe and, you know, put in record for us what really did happen. So I think that's an excellent idea. We need to find some constructive way to work together. This will take a partnership of all of us in Rutherford County to make that happen. So certainly that's something we should seriously try to take some action on.
And for people who have not seen Mr. Haynes Museum, they need to check it out. It, yes. It is fascinating. And it's local history, but it's very much identified with World War II. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Bart.
Hi.
And the mayor.
Good morning.
I want to make a note also in reference to Mr. Haynes of the old building that was the Sunbeam Bakery in Nashville. Turned that into an auto museum of various descriptive automobiles,
mm-hmm.
way going back into the 1800s, and now there's a lot of military stuff in there, and I was thinking maybe Swanson's building there on Middle Tennessee Boulevard there, it used to be the Parthenon, or Paramount, excuse me,
Paramount Packaging?
I think it is, yeah. You're right.
That packaging place mm-hmm. there, anyhow, behind the SunTrust Bank.
Right.
That would be an excellent place for a museum. And it would have you get Mr. Swanson to come up with a little bit of ingenuity to make that happen. Okay. And I know Mr. Haynes has an excellent thing because I know a few veterans have mentioned about how he's devoted so much there, and it would be a shame to have that gone somewhere else.
Oh, absolutely.
We agree with you completely.
Thank you for calling, too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And, you know, these ideas could be mashed together. Gloria Christie has, over the years, been looking for a way to have a museum to sort of preserve the musical heritage of the community. All of these could be put together. I mean, you could look at other museums, and they have different areas for this is the military history, this is the cultural musical history of the community, this would be such and such area.
Yeah.
It would really work out well.
Well, really, Cannonsburg is sort of a museum of any number
it
of
is.
Buildings and structures there already in place. So that's the kind of thing we need to try to see if we can find some way to.
The only thing lacking is money.
Yeah.
If there's somebody listening who has extra money that you have nothing to do with, a few million, your help would be solicited at this time. Well, we had a great offer there. From Thane Haynes, if you can check on
the offer to put some things in there, we just got to find a way to put them there in a place that we can manage and maintain and staff. All of those things have to be done for it to be effective.
Well, of course, if it could be added in with the county archives, you have a staff there to a degree.
Yeah, well,
obviously, that building's not big enough.
It's not big enough. We're just out of space, and we really need to expand even there just to take care of the records that must be archived. So, yeah, that's important.
Well, there's another place that could be added and another reason to have a building that would house all of these things. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess, our guest today. We're in the final minute of the program. Anything you'd like to say in the closing seconds?
Well, I just want to say this is a great place to be. Rutherford County is still a land of opportunity, even though we're having a bit of difficulty right now, but it's still making progress, much more progress than most of our counties, and we're proud to be able to serve.
Very definitely. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess visiting with us today. Ernest, thank you again for joining us. Have a good day. Have a great month, and we look forward to having you again next month. Don't forget, you can hear this program on podcast anytime that you wish. Just go to our website, WGNSradio.com. Look across the top menu and see podcast. Click on that, and it'll show you exactly how to open up this program or any of the others. You listen to The Truman Show anytime you want, too.